talking about between 1936
for me.
And 42.
Yeah.
I was over there a year and a half. From 40, middle of 42.
You fast.
First of 42.
Right, I guess.
You want to put that on, Kelly? Just hold it.
And did you come in through that corridor?
Okay.
You want me to carry that, or are you just follow me along?
I'll be right next to you.
Okay. No, I was here as a resident in psychiatry right after my internship from July of 1940 to January of 1942. Now, this is so familiar.
So Ward 17 was right down there.
Right down there.
Right,
that's
down
where
there.
We worked.
And then...
And this, the TB was down that way.
17 and 18.
Psychiatry down that
16
way.
16 was the women's closed ward. And across the hall from that was your offices.
And 13 was
and
the 13 disturbed section.
13 and 14 were the disturbed. And number 11 was it were the private rooms for Coast Guard officers. And
where was the little contagious ward? Was that over on Second Island? No, the little one where we kept the Rubenstein children.
That was Ward 1.
The pianist Rubenstein's children got mumps.
Mumps.
Developed it en route, so they had to stay here until that was over with. I mean, that was sort of ridiculous, but because mumps by that time didn't amount to anything. They still had to do it, so we had the Rubenstein children in, 40, 41? Something like that.
It was 40 then,
yeah.
I think.
And we can walk down that way?
Let's
no. Watch out for the. Don't sink into the quicksand. Julie, was this 17? I don't think you're going to be it. Well, do you remember a stairway right off? This is 17.
17.
And your office was right in there.
Was in here, and then the stairs up for 18.
Ward 18 was up above.
Yeah.
Where was your office?
Probably the third door on the
where's
left.
Was the chief nurse's office?
Chief
yeah,
nurse's
this,
office.
This was the kitchen.
Excuse me.
Kitchen for the ward. Now, this is where we did the spinal taps. In
the
here.
Spinal taps in there. And
the.
Was this yours? No, or was this looks like...
Well, that one was the office. Right?
This is yours.
This was probably the living closet, as I recall.
Did you have a sink in your office?
I think we did.
This is where you brought me...
Go on and have a seat.
Yeah.
Let us take a picture of
yeah,
us in the office.
I didn't get that down.
Now, what's this big one here? Well, this is the... patient's ward. This is where they all...
Yeah, they're all lined up in the old-fashioned way, bed to bed.
So you have six windows on a side, so you had 12 patients?
We had about at least 12, probably
20 patients.
Oh, no, I don't think that many. And then there was
all right, maybe.
Those who were not so sick were upstairs.
And this was not the greatest place for suicidal patients.
How so?
Well, that's a very fast current out there. And once the patient jumped in, there was no saving him. You lost a patient once, or we did, who then changed his mind and couldn't get back.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Mm. Well, yes. Now, were the psychiatric patients in here?
Oh, yes. This is also
this hall was the whole
this from the nurses
down
to the end, it was all psychiatry. This was the sort of main ward, wasn't it? Or at least this was the administrative ward where you worked from.
What were the most common psychiatric disturbances?
Well,
it was very much similar to...
Emergency room.
Yeah, we had...
A lot of them were alcoholics. There were some drug addicts.
And at the time we were there, there were some who were... been on an open boat after being torpedoed on the Murmansk run and were...
And we had a lot of depressed
people. Yeah, a lot of depressions,
Merchant seamen are different breed sometimes. They're loners, and they have a hard time, I think, living with people, except in a kind of a controlled
very controlled
area.
And they they were uneasy when they would get ashore. They'd always said, I want to get enough money so that I can get a few acres and farm on Long Island. Well, they had farms on Long Island. The problem was that they were really so uncomfortable away from the controlled environment of the ship that then they have to lose all the money in order to justify going back. And they got these big bonuses from the Murmansk Run and so on, so that they really spent money like, quote, drunken sailors, which indeed they were.
Sailors.
Yeah. Now, the reason that these little slots are that these were for disturbed patients. I can't remember whether this
is
the
staircase.
No, that's right. But why did they have it on this part of the ward?
This is really hard.
Yeah,
to
I
see.
Can't see it. And I doubt
press
it.
The button.
I doubt it.
No.
Press the button.
Well, but I guess this was a special area because you had to ring yourself
yeah,
in.
This is disturbed ward. This is the Julie. This is 13, I think, Ward 13, a disturbed, because that would have been 15, 16, and this 13, 14, and that went up there 17, 18. Yeah, this is 13.
This is the steps in here.
These were 13, the disturbed patients.
Yeah, and where was your offices then?
What would have been 15 on that. My office was in there. I don't think that door is open, is it? Is that door open?
We can make it open.
Yep. Push it down. The staff room was at the.
Just 15.
Does it?
We're in shock. I mean,
that's not left over.
That's it. This is for France.
Oh yeah, that's it. The whole set of offices in there.
Yeah.
From Vesti to France and to France, everybody.
Oh, it is locked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The stairway door.
Then I don't know what that door is.
That's to the upstairs. I don't remember. Holy smokes. You can go to see the office. Oh, maybe. Yep. I have to keep track of Mr. Daly or I'm going to be. Daly, is it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Aha.
Well, this was Vesti's office.
Is it Vesti's office? One office after another, and here's the doctor's bathroom. No, here. But Julie, the staff rooms, the down at the end here. Let me take a look at this next one to see which. No, Julie, was it out here?
Yeah, down
at the end. Watch the glass there.
Yeah. This must be where we had our, this is where we had our staff meetings. We staffed every morning at 11 o'clock. Every morning at 11 o'clock, sat on these chairs, maybe.
And one of my nurses could come each time.
And we had a table, Vesti sat behind the table here. Yeah. And interviewed the patients, and we all sat here. And there was a library, wasn't there? Books are all there.
From here.
And the books were all there.
Yeah.
Huh? Gosh.
So then these were, as I recall now, from coming from the staff room, I think back to Sarah's office was here.
Yeah.
Maybe Hewitt's office was here.
Well, I can't remember who was where.
Hewitt was either that one.
Or that one.
Fair was that one.
Hewitt and Fair. Fair, you can't interview, he's dead, huh? Vesti was.
Up on the list.
What would be like a typical staff meeting?
A typical staff meeting is one of the residents, I perhaps, would present the case and say, this is a 42-year-old merchant seaman who was depressed and made a suicide attempt and so on. And I would give all the kind of data. And then Dr. Vestermark would interview the patient for about 20 minutes. Based on some of the things that we hadn't covered in the background material. And then he had this system, which I now use, which I borrowed, in which he had a dictaphone, and he would shove it to one of us who didn't know in advance. And then what we're supposed to do is dictate the whole, what we thought
was wrong with the patient and what we thought the patient should be done. Mm-hmm. That is, should the patient have psychotherapy or should the patient this or that? And then Vestermark would dictate a final summary. Almost every patient got staffed in that way. And that's one of the ways we learned how to do psychiatry.
And so were you learning when you were here?
Yeah, I was already? I just finished interning. I was a
resident?
Resident, yeah, resident for a year and a half, and then I got transferred to Kentucky.
So what options did you have for recommendations as to what you could do for somebody?
Well, psychotherapy, medication, continued hospitalization, discharge. If we were going to do psychotherapy, we should investigate this aspect, that aspect, the other aspect of the particular patient, and a sort of an estimate of what we thought might happen. Now, it was quite different with immigration cases, which you're more interested in.
There were fewer.
The immigration cases would very often be, remember the fight we had about the addict from Germany? You don't remember that? Well, this patient would come in and we'd be, for some reason or other, either picked, give you an example. Immigration was called one day, or police were called, because this man was making peculiar statements to the Countess Tolstoy, who at that time lived in Westchester. And it turned out he was a Latvian merchant seaman who had the delusion that he was part of the Russian royal family, and he'd heard that the Countess Tolstoy lived here, so he was going to go over and state his claim. So he did, rather forcefully, and the police picked him up, and he ended up here. Then the problem was what to do. In the first place, the problem was how to understand. I can remember to tell you this anecdote. The interpreters from Main Island, from First Island, were a mixed breed. Some of them were very good. LaGuardia, had been one. Some of them were not so good. But when they got down to Latvians, there weren't very many. And I can remember sitting this guy with a patient, this very psychotic patient, and I, the three of us, probably in this room, and saying, well, would you ask him why he went to see the Countess Tolstoy? And there was this barrage of back and forth, language I couldn't understand. And he stopped. And I said, what did he say? He says, you wouldn't be interested, Doc. It's all crazy. I said, of course, I have to be interested. That's my job. But then one of the jobs we had to do is with the immigration case, is are they, should they be not exported?
Deported.
But Hitler in those days was not taking very good care of the people that returned. So we weren't, in actuality, we didn't deport people. But we had to certify them as deportable, as mandatorily excludable. Mm-hmm. And then the machinery somebody would come to the rescue and put up bonds so that they could, so that they would be sure they wouldn't become a public charge.
I see. So they'd just be sent back to New York?
Somebody.
They'd have to be a relative of someone. Or for those merchant seamen who had gone to Spain and fought with the
Abraham Lincoln Brigade.
Yeah.
In the Spanish War.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln Brigade.
Abraham Lincoln Brigade was the. And then there was a group called the Americans for Spanish Democracy.
Friends of Spanish Democracy.
Yeah. And a lot of them would.
They put a bond.
Put a bond
for these. One time, while we're doing this recording, I'll have to tell you about Dr. De La Torre. I was called over there to First Island, which they'd had a man who'd been taken off an Egyptian tanker because he'd made a suicide attempt. And presumably what you did is bring him over here and treat him and so forth for depression. He didn't look depressed. I mean, the way a pathologically depressed person is. And he didn't look like a seaman. And he didn't look Egyptian, otherwise it seemed standard. So, but he wouldn't say anything. Zilch. Wouldn't say anything at all. And at first we thought it was because we weren't talking his language. Egyptian, they couldn't talk in it. He looks sort of Spanish. The Spanish didn't, French, English, whatever. So finally somebody got the bright idea of saying to him, your ship has left, gone back in 8 different languages, whereupon he was willing to talk. And what he'd been the second in command of the medical corps of the Spanish Republican Army. And when Franco won, he had to leave, and he and his family went to Marseille. And then while they were there, Hitler, the Germans overran south of France, and he stowed away on this Egyptian tanker. And then when he got to this country, he said, well, now, you know, or he got outside Gibraltar, and he gave himself up. They put him to work. When they got here, he said he wanted to get off. And they said, well, they'll let him off in when they stop in New York. In the meanwhile, they kept him in the brig in Baltimore and in Philadelphia or wherever. Finally, they got to New York, they put him in the brig, and he realized what they're doing was Shanghai him back to Europe because they didn't have enough hands. So he was a surgeon, and he very carefully made the kind of incision a surgeon makes for gallbladder disease in himself, which bled a lot and looked bad, but wasn't going to do any serious harm. So then he called, and they got scared, and they sent him off. And that's what he was trying to do, was to get away from being sent back. So once he was, but then we were stuck because he was record listed that he made a suicide attempt. And again, it was the Friends of Spanish Democracy that put up money for him. And last we knew, he was happily engaged in surgical practice in Mexico. Well, that was a kind of, that was perhaps one of the more dramatic.
Yeah.
Right after Pearl Harbor, they used First Island as a bullpen for Japanese, German, and Italian aliens. And we had some that didn't like others. One made a suicide attempt because he was afraid he was going to get a knife in his ribs over there. And one, that poor guy, Kishi, held himself under the bathtub until he passed out. Somebody happened to find him because he was really an Americanized Japanese, but he'd been born in Japan and he couldn't stay. It was a lively time. But this really brings it all back.
Cool. And, it looks like somebody moved in here and lived here.
Oh.
Lots of dressers.
Dressers, yeah.
Must have been used as a
I bet you this was Vesti's office because this has two windows.
It's the bigger one.
The big office.
Yeah, it could have been. This
and what's his name was across his assistant?
Frassen
was
across.
Okay. Places at Tom, you have Mike?
Yes, I have yes.
The newspaper is in here from 1949, so I guess it evidently that this was used as a
something else, yeah. It was decommissioned in
1954. Well, I don't know. Oh, is that hospital? I'm not sure.
Where'd you hide your baseball cards tonight when you were working there?
Uh-oh, I'll take it out.
Baseball
cards. You think I might still be here?
They'd be really valuable now.
Yeah. Yep. Who's the guy that was in charge of it?
Rang the bell.
Doesn't seem to ring anymore. Who is in charge? What was the name of the guy?
What was his name? Great big tall man.
Well, there were two. The tall Irishman.
Yeah, McCarthy was the knight.
Knight McCarthy.
He's that guy we met this morning at the desk.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this the Woman's Ward?
No, this is 11. Woman's Ward was right there.
Right there. 9. 11 was for whom?
This is a Coast Guard officers, the VIPs.
Oh, yeah, VIP
one. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to be wrong. There's a staircase. So there's a staircase there.
Well, there has to be a second floor to all these.
Oh, I don't know what was upstairs.
Was
over
there 11?
Oh, 12. Yeah, 12. So 12 would have been up there.
And that was women's?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Clearly, most of the patients were male.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what more of this?
Then we went on down that side. Then
oh,
we
the morgue is down there.
The
morgue, that's pathology, right.
Yeah, and then we went on through there down to the social services. And
down that way, yeah.
And that's the part of the tunnel that I'm familiar with. That's the tunnel from 3rd to 2nd Island.
That
part that we came through, it was not.
And you better tell them here's the story of Mrs.
I don't think we need to do that.
Who? Oh, in the tunnel there.
Oh, Miss Howarth.
Miss Howarth, who used to wear tall,
high
boots. The
story is a great story.
And Julie wondered when she first started working here why the high white boots and thought it was just because she was so eccentric and found no it was not, it was because of the rats in the tunnel. And although there were a great many cats on Ellis Island, there were not enough of them to take charge of the rats.
I never saw a rat, but we talked about
it. We heard about it. maybe the cats had finally done their
yeah,
job.
I think so.
Well,
yeah.
Pathology was hardly ever used because
yeah, sure
we didn't have any deaths
yeah.
after the surgery and medicine had pretty well gone. This was not an acute hospital. So I don't think that was used much.
Well, it was when I was here at night. It was not maybe when you were here, but it was when I was
So there were still the postmortems there when you were between 36 and 40 when I showed up.
They also cleaned the mattresses and things down there, too.
Did they?
Oh, the laundry probably was.
Well, it's more of a disinfecting room. So it has those big steamers that steam the clothing.
Well, we
and
kept away from all that. What I want to know is what this little building is here. Oh, that's probably maintenance here.
Oh, the laboratories were here
somewhere. Somewhere, the laboratories.
Laboratories.
Maybe, Julie, I think the laboratories were in the morgue.
Well, the laboratories were somewhere where they could see over to Ward 12 because a patient once closed me in a room in Ward 12. And I had to, there was a little window in there, and I called to somebody over in the lab to come and, you know, tell someone to get the key and get me out.
Could that have been the laboratory? And you, Julie, because you were up on 12 upstairs and the laboratory was here.
Yeah, okay.
And you were shouting at somebody in the laboratory. That's on that second island.
Second island.
No, there wasn't any place here for that. And where did you, when you lived on Third Island, where did you live?
I lived on the...
On the top stair. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the real, because it went down. This is the real tunnel. I remember this, Mom and place.
Yeah, this is a tunnel.
This is a tunnel.
Yeah. Same kind of windows, but...
Yeah, that's right. I thought at first the tunnel was underground, but it wasn't under.
It's just short. Yeah.
Who is that relatively obese lady who was the occupational therapist?
I forgot her name. Bailey.
Bailey. I don't know whether that was in here or down front of it.
The chapel somewhere here because there's a priest who used to come, Father Donovan, who used to come and serve Mass over here.
Do you know that?
I don't know where the little chapel is.
Could that have been in the
Maybe
OT
just in the social services.
In
the
social
room.
Service department.
Yeah.
That was closed up at the
Lock is not.
Maybe we'll see the chapel. Oh.
I don't know.
No, this doesn't look. No.
No.
No. Sorry.
Parallel
tunnel. We've got a little problem for a chapel there.
Could it have been in the new immigration building?
No.
The patients wouldn't have gone over there. Oh. They were pretty separate from that first island.
And some of them
the
were.
The hospital
really locked in.
We were quite separate from
some
the
Some of them were prisoners, too. The immigration patients were often prisoners.
Oh.
That is, they were in custody of the Immigration Service. What do we have here?
This is the movie theater gymnasium.
Oh, dear. I tell you, we're not going to get into this one. Unless you're in the combination.
They store artifacts in here now.
Oh, yeah, it's all filled with stuff. It's all filled with stuff. This was the gym and the movie theater, and I bet you they did a chapel in here.
Oh, and then we have dances in there.
We have dances?
Yeah.
For patients?
No, we
Yeah. Not often, but I think
yeah, what is going to happen to all this?
Oh.
These two islands.
There's no firm plans as of now.
Uh-huh.
A lot of ideas.
Yeah.
We go off this way or? I never thought I'd see Ward 17 and Ward 13 again. The second island, yeah. That turned out to be the contagious ward, didn't it? When I was here, it was all that was left of contagious.
Yeah.
Oh.
because there were women upstairs, men downstairs.
Yeah, now this could have been.
It could have been the closed psychiatric ward before it moved over to 13.
I think there's also a stenciling on the wall that says Brig.
It says what?
Brig.
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 Oh, really?
Well, maybe that's.
I don't remember that. Except
maybe that's
for
prisoner patients.
Yeah.
Well, they also had in there bars underneath the sink and bars over the lighting fixtures so people couldn't get at them.
Well, this is also, maybe this looks like an old state hospital.
It
should have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then 11 over here. See?
Well, no, I don't think they combined it that way because when they moved, they moved kind of ill.
It could have been. That was Ward 1 was Ginsburg's ward.
Yes.
This
and
one,
2 was.
And 2.
And
this,
3.
This was either contagious
no.
or contagious. 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. And then they ran up to 17. And then the TB wards were up to 23 and 24. They were the ones on that side.
1823.
Was Hoffman Island or the other island that was once used, I think, contagious diseases, were they being used when you were here? We sort of had our own contagious disease area, and it wasn't very few. The occasional peculiar one, like the chest. German name.